22. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Joey Nunnally, Baldwin County Engineer, into the studio for Community Contact. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for accommodating my request. You know, I know you hear a lot of it, but the big news around here is the construction of the roundabout on 13 at 44.
That's correct. Better known as Twin Beach Road.
Right. And it's causing a detour for 6 months to a lot of the same folks that had just went through that already with the 32 and 13. So tell us about it and explain really the grassroots of why it takes so long to build a roundabout.
Well, you're completely redesigning a whole intersection. So in order to do that, the most effective way is to have to close the thing down to traffic. We've tried a couple of these roundabouts by maintaining the traffic through and having to do some local, detour roads, on-site detour roads, and it just extends the amount of time that you have to impact the traveling public. So the best, most efficient way for us to do it, we found out, is to just completely close the intersection down, let the contractor get in there, knock this thing out, and then get out of the way, open it back up to traffic.
Some people would think that's not efficient. I mean, this from now till December, mid-December, why so long?
Well, I mean, again, you're having to redesign everything. So it's not just building a little circle. You're having to step back on each one of the legs, and you're having to redesign some of the roadway. You're having to install a ton of drainage work, pipes and culverts or whatever that may be, depending on the location. You got to tear up all the asphalt that's there. You got to place back a lot of base material, a lot of gravel, and a lot of asphalt, and then there's a ton of concrete that goes into these things. Some of the concrete that goes in is like 18 inches thick, especially on that inner circle, because if 18 wheelers come around it and they get those back tires up underneath on that inner circle, it's got to be built to sustain that heavy weight. So,
and I know that there's also the relocation of utilities that's caused some delays as well, too, right?
That is correct. Now, we try to do all that up front, on the front end, before the contractor actually gets there, to get them out of the way. The power companies, I think we had both EMC and Riviera, I think, at this one, AT&T, Mediacom, all those guys have been out there working over the past few months, not impacting traffic a whole lot, but a little, getting all the utilities out of the way. Some of the other utilities have not been moved yet, which are the utilities that are in the contract, for the prime contractor that actually got the low bid on the project, is going to be the Fairhope Sewer, Gas, and Water. So those utilities are actually inside the contract, and our contractor, which is John G. Walton, is going to be moving those utilities.
Okay. All right. What is the low bid? What's the price tag for this project?
This one came in at around $2.4
million. Wow. Okay. Is that par for the course these days?
That was actually almost exactly what we expected. Our estimate was anywhere from 2.4 to 2.8, and it came in at 2.4. So we were fairly happy with that price.
Is there a grant to help pay for this? Any type of federal grant, or straight out of the county's budget?
No, that's a great question. We were successful in chasing a grant for this intersection, and this grant is called the Highway Safety Improvement Program. We always like to use acronyms. We call it the HSIP. Okay, so it's a HSIP grant, and the amount of $2 million. So $2 million of that was a federal grant. It's federal FHWA money, Federal Highway Administration money. And that grant was at a 90-10 rate. What I mean by that is it was 90% federal funds and 10% local funds. Some of those local funds came from county coffers. Some of those funds also came from the Eastern Shore MPO funds.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So it didn't, from a county standpoint, we didn't, I don't know the exact dollar figure, but it was, a couple hundred thousand dollars, but it wasn't a whole lot when you consider
$2.5 million. Yeah,
that's right.
That's good. That's great. what else is going on behind the scenes or infrastructure wise that in your Department of Engineering for the county?
So the commissioner, the commission has actually kind of set a strategic plan for us, and in particular for all the departments, but for highway department, they've asked us to really kind of focus on really two main areas. Now, we have to do our daily jobs, obviously, whether that being patching potholes or cleaning ditches or mowing grass or whatever. You know, those are just standard maintenance type works. But they've asked us to do two things. One is to work on connectivity. We're a fast-growing county, so connectivity between our county road systems is going to be very vital in the future. So they're trying to look ahead for a visionary kind of outlook, and said, you know, we need to focus on connectivity. So we're currently working on four or five large connector projects, and they've also asked us to look at drainage, regional detention ponds, stormwater issues in the south. In a fast-growing county, obviously, we get a lot of complaints about that type of issue. So those are two of our main focuses right now.
On the connectivity project, so I'm just imagining that might involve contacting landowners and saying, "Hey, could we buy a piece of your land and put a road through it?" Or what does that really mean? What do you mean?
So connectivity meaning, there's a road that needs to be extended. I'll for example, County Road 20 down in Foley. County Road 20 runs from the east side of the Foley Beach Express, runs west all the way to Hickory Street, but it just dead ends, and that's a great corridor, east-west corridor in the south end, and Foley's fast growing. So what we've decided to do is to extend that corridor from Hickory all the way over to County Road 65, which is a very heavily traveled north-south corridor. So with all the development that's going on in that area, that extension or that connector between Hickory and 65 is going to give those residents and constituents down there a lot more a different way to go, and take a lot of traffic and relieve the traffic off of the adjacent roads. Mm-hmm. So that's one we're working on. We're also trying to do a Pleasant Road extension up in the Bell Forest area. We're going to try to extend it from 181 over to Alston Road, which it ties into to a street there called Larry Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help the a lot of that traffic on 64. 64 is one of our heaviest traveled county roads in the county, and we're just trying to relieve a lot of pressure off of that. Cordy Road is another one we're working on, again trying to help 64 and that extension. We got a new school being built in the area, so we're trying to create some better connectivity up there. County Road 65 corridor, the one I mentioned earlier, it's another one we're heavily working on. And again, to your point, a lot of this requires contacting the residents, the landowners, the adjacent landowners, acquiring right of way. Sometimes that takes that's honestly probably the biggest hurdle we have. Mm-hmm. On the front end of a project is to contact those residents, tell them what the project is, get them on board, get them bought into why this would be good and beneficial for the county as a whole. Sometimes that's a harder sell than normal, if you can imagine, but that's one of the biggest hurdles, most time-consuming hurdles that we have to tackle.
Okay, and then you mentioned drainage. Is this specifically for the highway, or do you look at other projects and how they can affect drainage?
Yeah, so I guess the answer to that would be both. It's some of these drainage projects can be specifically for highways in themselves. If mm-hmm. something's, if we have a road that's overtopping and blowing out, and we need to fix those problems. Some can be more from a regional detention standpoint, and then others may be, some local flooding. So all three of those is what we're looking at.
Okay. Well, very interesting. Anything else that we need to know about the inside works of the engineering and the highway department?
I don't think so. We are a fast-growing county. My department's growing. Currently, I have about 187 employees that work under the highway department. We operate on about a $37 million budget. This past budget year was about $37 million. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a lot of that comes from your gas tax, your local tax. The Rebuild Alabama tax that Governor Ivey passed a couple years ago, it generated about $2.4 million that's money that we can that you see and put on the ground and actually seeing projects done. We wouldn't be able to do this without that money. We take that money and then we actually try to extend the life of that money by chasing grants,
right?
Like mm-hmm. the Highway Safety Improvement Program. There's some ARPA money, which is through the COVID Act. That's federal money that comes through the state back down to us. There's GOMESA money, which is the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. We chase some of those grants. There's the RESTORE money that's basically came from the 2010 oil spill. There's some money set aside from BP that we have to apply for and chase after. There's Transportation Alternative Program, or better known as the TAP program, that we try to chase. There's multiple agencies with multiple funding sources that we try to chase, and some of those grants are, you know, 90-10, or 10% local funds. Some of them's 80-20. Some of them's, you know, 75-25, which means 25% local funds have to be matching that 75. So we're all the time looking for opportunities to extend our money, our local funds, to make this
good stewards. Sounds like. Are you hiring? Do you have positions open in the highway department?
We are all the time looking for operators. All we have to do is go down to the is just get online, go to the Baldwin County webpage, go to the
employment
yep. the HR department, and there's jobs posted every day.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Very interesting as always, Joey. I like to have you in every quarter or so to give us an update. Joey,
I'm happy to do so.
The Baldwin County Highway Department engineer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Someone from the county joins me the fourth Thursday of each month. And